This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Brett.
And Mark.
Brett joining us for maybe the last time in the foreseeable future or the immediate future. Brett, you're moving again.
Yeah, I am. I saw Keene as temporary. I wanted to come check it out. I enjoyed it very much, and I'm going back to the place that I consider home for other reasons, you know, besides activism. I'm from New Hampshire. I grew up in that area. And
the area of Manchester.
Manchester, New Hampshire. So before,
it's a popular place. Lots of people are out
there.
Yeah,
there's a lot of activity and there's a lot of opportunity for me. So before we get into anything, I wanted to say thank you to you guys for extending the invite to be a co-host on the show. And for a lot more than that, this was actually like the first Liberty show I ever listened to, starting in 2006.
Wow.
It inspired me by 2007 to move back to New Hampshire and to seek out other Liberty media, and that process eventually led to me starting my own show. So I owe both of you guys quite a bit, I would say.
Well, yeah, your job, for instance. Really though, Brett, I mean, you are the as far as I'm concerned, one of the ones I've named for my dream team here on Free Talk Live. I think you do a fantastic job. So you know, it's always been a delight. It's we haven't offered you anything other than you know, what we have to gain. So
right, well, it's my pleasure.
Thanks for coming
in. No, it's my pleasure.
We're going to talk about the 30 things that you should stop doing. This is a list that we started a while back. We'll continue it here in a moment. We left off, what, months ago? 3 months ago or something like that? 2 months?
Yeah, we made it through the first 10. I thought we could crank it out in one night when we started, but yeah.
Definitely not. It ended up taking several nights just to get through the first 10. But we're going to continue on that list here in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There's all kinds of strange, bizarre, outrageous news out there. A university is going to offer gender-open restrooms, whatever that means. There's an update on the case of the Boy Scouts having a cop point a gun at them for a Border Patrol agent pointing a loaded gun, apparently, at the, I guess if you're going to point a gun, it probably should be loaded, but at some scouts for taking a picture of a Border Patrol guard. There's an update there. The Satanic Temple is at it again, and so much more, including a Market Basket update, a quickie, a short one, because we've been following along the Market Basket saga here on Free Talk Live. Brett, let's continue the list. Where is it from? It's been so long, I don't even remember the source of this story at this point.
All right. The website is markandangel.com, and the title of the list is 30 Things to Stop Doing to Yourself. And we left off, we had completed number 10, so we only have 20 left, and number 11 is Stop Being Idle. I like
this
one.
Ooh, yeah. This one, I have a tough time with, because I feel like I'm always doing things on Facebook I shouldn't be doing, and I basically consider that idle time. I mean, if I'm scrolling down the news feed page on Facebook, unless I find some sort of gold show prep, some awesome news story that I just, you know, wouldn't have found any other way, I feel like it's been a total waste of time. But finding those news stories every now and then re-justifies me scrolling down the news feed. But I don't think it's worth it. I don't think what I get out of it is really worth the time I spend on it, yet I continue to do it.
I've done it too, and I caught myself and I said, there's a fallacy in here somewhere in what I'm doing, that if I just keep going, eventually, I don't know if it's the gambler's fallacy, like eventually if I just invest more time, it's not the gambler's fallacy, but it is definitely a fallacy, I will find what I'm looking for. And I eventually had to just get away from Facebook completely. I maybe check it once a day, and
wow,
other than that, I
really
keep
awesome.
It closed. But there's this new app that I want to warn people about called Messenger.
Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, and it will just ding if the sound of your phone is on. Every time somebody sends you a message, that mm-hmm. thing is just dinging all day and trying to pull me back into
Facebook. What do you mean a message? Like an IM?
Yeah, there's a specific program you can download for your phone that is only an instant message program for Facebook.
Okay. Right, right. So their description for stop being idle, don't think too much, or you'll create a problem that wasn't even there in the first place. Evaluate situations and take decisive action. You cannot change what you refuse to confront. Making progress involves risk, period. You can't make it to second base with your foot on first.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so this isn't just about...
What does this have to do with kissing and touching boobs? I really don't understand.
What? That's a first base. The bases. You remember the bases from high school and, well, middle school. Giving you too much credit.
I'm afraid that wasn't happening in my middle school.
No, I mean,
not for me at least.
Every journey wasn't even happening for me in high school, but every journey begins with a single step, as it is said.
So I think this is not so much about procrastination as, you know, we know what we want, but we can't see our way to getting there, right?
Mm.
And, you know, making lists, having organization programs or an organization plan. I use this thing called Evernote. It's a free program. You can download it. It's massively helpful, and it helps you.
I use that. I make my lists on of, like, things to bring to conferences. And I'm out at the Cheshire Fair this week doing a fair outreach booth, so I've got a list of, you know, all the items I need to bring using Evernote. Very handy.
Right, yeah. So you might have something that's like a task, right, like mm-hmm. wash the dishes or get an oil change. You could call that one task. But if you have something that has several steps or several pieces, you're really looking at a project. And projects sure. can become very overwhelming unless you can break them into tasks and see what the next action is. So working this way allows people, I think, to break idleness more regularly, more mm-hmm. easily. But when we just say, oh, I've got a project, that seems pretty overwhelming, and that can keep us idle. I mean, there's like four things that I know what I'm talking about, but there's like four things that I'm doing that with right now. These projects that
you're saying idle, you mean?
Well, there's, you know, these projects that I want to move forward on, but I just mm-hmm. haven't had a chance to map them yet.
Yep.
So once they're mapped, I at least know what the next checkpoint is.
Right.
But I haven't done the mapping yet. But that's what I would suggest.
Yeah, same thing with, I mean, you know, whether it's a big project like Free Talk Live, let's get on 150 radio stations. Well, it takes 10 years and lots of phone calls and follow-up and emails, and, you know, there's a whole lot of steps involved there.
Remember when we thought in the first year we were going to have 50?
Yeah. Took 5 years instead.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think one of the things you can do is take that goal and then, like you're saying, map it, work backwards from the goal. What would you have to do to get from where you are today? What are the steps? Look at the goal and then try to figure out, you know, from that goal, what would have been the step right before that? What would have come before that? And so on and so forth, right on down to where you are today. What would it take to get there?
Yeah, that's actually outcome envisioning is another. It's a motivator, right? Because if you can see the end, Albert Einstein used to talk about this, I think. If you can see the end, then the end is compelling enough. You mm-hmm. know, the finished product or whatever is compelling enough, you might be motivated to work your way back. Even if the problem seems impossible, to work your way back to the beginning and figure out how to get started with
mm-hmm.
it.
Let's continue on. Number
12. Sure. Number 12.
Actually, hold that thought. Ray's on the line calling somewhere in the U.S. You're on Free Talk Live. Ray.
Hi, all you liberty lovers.
Hey, Ray, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I've wanted to say to James that I think you're being treated awful. The guy that calls in that y'all give him such a hard time. He called in originally about, at least I guess it was originally, about people treating him so bad on YouTube or something, and I haven't heard him except for y'all.
No, I think you're confusing a couple of callers. James's call, you're talking about James from Arizona, who is a somewhat regular caller to the show. I think you're confusing him with Dave in New York, who was the one who has his own YouTube channel. If James in Arizona has a YouTube channel, I'm not aware of it. But
right then. I did confuse that then.
So did you want to talk about Dave in New York with a YouTube channel, or did you want to talk about James?
No, it's James. It's definitely James. Maybe it was on forums or something. People were picking on him, and he called in about that. And
nope. Nope, that's Dave in New York again. Dave in New York is the one who's got this persecution complex. He's constantly on the phone with us, well, whenever he calls. It's always about how people are hating on him on Facebook, etc.
Yeah, James's thing is, okay. He called in originally about the use of new atomic weapons on Japan. Well, specifically about Ian's statement that you can't get to peace through war or something like that.
Hang on, Ray. Oh. We can bring him back here in a moment here. 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor. And a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Our username there is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out that way if you'd like. Actually, if you've got Skype, please use it. It does tend to sound better, most always, over regular phone calls, so feel free. Today's been kind of a blockchain day for me, guys. I've been at the county fair here in Cheshire County, and it's my third year doing county fair booth kind of outreach for freedom-oriented stuff. Last year, I focused on the Shire Society Declaration, got over 200 people to sign, to actually sign the Shire Society Declaration, declaring their personal independence from the state. This year, the declaration's still there, but it's not the focus of the table anymore. Now my pitch, what I'm leading with for people, is Bitcoin. And specifically, hoping to get people set up with a blockchain.info or .com, whichever one you prefer, a blockchain wallet. And I also got the Bitcoin vending machine from, there's a few different companies out there. I've got the Project Skyhook Bitcoin vending machine. So the ultimate, the holy grail of this booth is to have somebody, if they don't already have one, get a blockchain account on their phone, their smartphone.
Okay.
And then use that to purchase their first Bitcoin from the Bitcoin vending machine. And I got one today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got one guy, actually. It was a young Republican guy who was working at the Republican booth who came over to ask about Bitcoin.
Now, how many people did you get to talk to today? This is at the fair. You're just, you know, trying to swing people in, walk them through the midway, right?
Do you mean talk to or talk with? I talked to a lot of people.
Okay, talk at. That's just talking at.
Yeah. Do you mean talked with or talked to? You know, there were several people who came by who were interested.
Several, like a dozen?
Like, I would say, yeah, approximately a dozen, maybe a little bit less than that.
So 1 to an hour?
I don't know. I'm not really sure.
You were out there about 6 hours, right? If it's a dozen,
I was up there from
8
a.m. until about 6 in the afternoon.
Okay. So, yeah,
so about
not 10, that many?
About 8 to 10 hours, somewhere in there.
Slightly over 1 hour?
Well, you know, I handed out more flyers than that, though. It's not all about who you have a conversation with. It's also about, you know, so I would probably say I handed out a few dozen flyers today, maybe 2 to 3 dozen flyers.
Does it feel
and Wednesday's the slowest day of the
week. Does it feel as effective as the Shire Society signing thing?
It's a little early to make that call on that. Again, Wednesday's a very slow day. This is a county fair, and Wednesday's the first day. So, obviously, Saturday, Friday, those are going to be pretty busy days, so we'll see how that goes. I don't know. It's kind of a funny thing, right? Because, I mean, I got numbers from last year somewhere. I don't know what I did with them, but I put them somewhere. And I know how many the total was for the week, how many people I got to sign the pledge. You know, I don't expect the same amount to download a blockchain app, but if I can hand out dozens of flyers talking about Bitcoin, that's a good thing. And even for people who don't take the flyer from me, they're hearing me ask a question about Bitcoin, to which many will respond, "What?
What?
Huh?" And then I'll say it again and, you know, maybe give them a little bit of info about what a Bitcoin is. And some of those people will take a flyer and others won't. Many will just walk by and ignore you. So there's a whole range of responses. Anyway, you can get a blockchain wallet. Go to blockchain.com. They've now released their wallet again on iPhone. It's brand new. It's been redesigned. It's even easier to use than ever. And apparently Apple's actually allowing it back into the Apple Store or whatever they call the thing that they have.
What's
That's
the great.
Thing?
Oh,
the,
good for Apple.
The App Store.
App Store. That's what it is. So it's now available. Blockchain's app. Go to blockchain.com. Easy. You just click Android or iPhone, download the app, and get it installed. And it really only takes moments to get it set up.
Wikipedia is now accepting Bitcoins.
That's huge.
They announced today.
Wow.
I had asked them 3 years ago to do this, and it's been sort of a lot of Bitcoin enthusiasts trying to get Wikipedia to do this because Wikipedia's major internet site.
Yeah, that's huge.
To just accept Bitcoins, mind you. This is people giving you money. So they've been very reticent to do it up to this point. But as a thank you for, you know, stepping into the new decade, I sent them a Bitcoin.
Wow.
Wow, very generous.
Well, I want them to think, oh, we should have done this 3 years ago, just like they were telling us to.
So that's great news. And, of course, it's great to be able to tell people when I'm talking about Bitcoin that now Dell Computers actually takes Bitcoin. you know, them being the third largest private company in the United States, it's pretty big. That's a pretty big endorsement for Bitcoin. So that's how it's going so far. It's been going pretty well, I would say, all things considered. I'll give you more updates as time goes on. But go get your Bitcoin wallet for free at blockchain.com.
By the way, Wikipedia said in its Wikimedia said in its press release that no, we are not expecting to take any other cryptocurrencies at this time. So
like Dogecoin or
whatever. But I mean, I'm sure that the rest of the cryptocurrency advocates out there is like peppering them too. It's like, no, Bitcoin. That's it. No. No, no.
All right, let's go back to Ray. He is somewhere in the United States. Ray, you had some confusion regarding some of our callers. It sounded like you were talking about Dave in New York, who was angry at people and how he was being treated online on various websites and chat forums and things like that. So what was it you had to say?
Okay, sorry, that's something if I was that wrong about that. This, I suppose, would go for Dave, too, because I do remember those conversations about him being upset about the forums, but mainly for James. And I've heard James call in over and over and over again. And I don't see his arguments as illogical, and yet he's treated so bad. And my goodness, you and I respect so much that you do and everything, y'all, but especially Ian. But I just can't believe it. And like you said something flippant to him just the other day, but I think you could drive somebody crazy like that. And how y'all treated some of the callers in the past, like the woman that was calling in, you know, with crazy stuff, and y'all outed, you know, what her real name was when she changed it. And Mark, you telling somebody to go get help and all this.
It sounds like you've been listening to the promos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like you've been listening to the promos.
No, I heard that when it happened, but it is on the promo.
Yeah. So I told a woman who needed help to get help. I mean, that lady believed that her neighbors were poisoning her through her air vents or something like that. Now, it's quite possible they weren't, but it didn't take me long in listening to her that she just seemed crazy. Now, in dealing with James from Arizona, it's not that James has illogical points. I would say just the opposite. I think that he can make some really great points. But he wants to make a statement and then jump immediately into another statement and then recall something from the past and badger somebody about it and then move on to something else. He has a style of speaking that doesn't engage the other person and is sort of inappropriate for talk radio.
He's not interested in much of a conversation.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that last statement, but yeah, I agree. There are problems, but my goodness, I think he needs, you know, some sympathy or something if he doesn't, you know, relate well or something. And, you know, he does have good arguments.
James does have my sympathy. That much is true. And I thank you for the call, Ray. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. However, I'm not really empathizing with James in Arizona. There's a difference. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That, you know, sometimes we have fun with callers here on Free Talk Live. If you're not having fun, you're probably doing it wrong.
Well, he's been calling in for many months at this point. And, I mean, he's taken up residence essentially as Free Talk Live's heel, you know? And know that. I don't know what to
say. He does now. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You bring up anything you want. We'll continue on the things to stop doing in your life. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Dial toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
Brett.
And Mark.
Brett's here from the School Sucks Project at schoolsucksproject.com. We can talk more about that here in a little bit. Also, I mentioned Bitcoins in the last segment. That's what I've been doing all day today, is talking to people in the public about Bitcoins. You can go and get Bitcoins. It's easy. You actually don't even have to physically go anywhere. You can use a money order, a wire transfer, or you can use a check, as a matter of fact, to send your money to Express Coin, and they will turn it into Bitcoin, or even Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, and Darkcoin. And it'll arrive usually in about a business day from when they receive your payment, as I understand it. In fact, you can even deposit cash at a local credit union that has what's called shared branching. So go and get started at expresscoin.com, and they make it easy, and they're very focused on customer service. They want you to have a good experience, and they want to make sure you're taken care of. Expresscoin.com. Go get your Bitcoin today.
Now, actually, ExpressCoin is so interested in Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies that they want you to try to get, you know, just a little bit. So if you go to expresscoin.com, you can enter coupon code FTL on checkout and get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency for no fee. Now, you'll have to pay for the cryptocurrency, but you don't have to pay their normal fee for purchasing. Mm. And it's a very reasonable fee, so, you know, people who've had the experience up to now. But they're that interested in people being able to get cryptocurrency.
So there used to be this $40 deal with Express Coin. Now you have to have the code to make sure you ensure that you get that deal.
It's a bonus for Free Talk Live listeners. Works in Canada, too.
Fantastic. So code FTL at ExpressCoin.com.
Right.
All right. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll continue the list of 30 things that you should stop doing. Glenn, though, is on the line with us in Philly. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi, Glenn.
I called in the other night and was ranting about drooping pants and such. The reason I ended up listening, actually, I listened to Mike Rivero and Vance, and I ended up listening to you guys. Someone else who we knew listening to you guys. I just wanted to make 2 points. One about your list of 30 things that struck me. And first of all, I'm a bit of an old guy, so I'm like 53. So I'm probably all right. Not totally in your normal demographic. But anyway, and I like to talk about big things with very serious implications, which is why I don't have much time for things like droopy pants and Bobby said something mean about Billy and all that. I left junior high school a long time ago.
I got you.
About the 30 things, has a lot, it sounds like it has to do with the whole concept of, you know, personal time management and effort optimization and stuff like that. And just one thing that I find is very useful. I am notoriously bad at avoiding bureaucratic paperwork that I disdain. And just one thing I find useful in getting things done to break up the fallow ground and break up that pattern of avoidance is to make a list of several things that I feel I should do, I think I should do, need to do, but don't want to do. You know, harness the cognitive dissonance and say, what don't I want to do? And then I don't mean things that other people say I should do, but things I think I should do but don't want to. Mm-hmm. And then pick one of them and compel myself to do it. And when you do that, there's this great sense of relief and psychological reward because motivation came from within. It was something about which, I was dissonant or, you know, which one is dissonant. And then you do it and then you feel, oh, good. Boy, sure, I finally did that. It's just a very rewarding way to start to break up the fallow ground of the stymied to-do list.
It reduces stress, too. You know, when you start to have these things that you don't want to do and they start to add up, it becomes this swarm.
Oh, yeah, well, it starts to overwhelming. Yes.
It starts to feel like a swarm of bees around you. But if you take those and you identify them and you put them where they need to go, which first might be a to-do list and eventually might be an outbox, you can transform yourself just through that simple process of identification into a beekeeper from somebody right. who might have looked like they were getting attacked by bees.
Right. And the first step is to be honest with yourself about your dissonance status. You know,
I agree.
How do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? You know,
good advice, Glenn. Go ahead.
Thanks. It works for me. And I, like I say, I'm notoriously, I laugh because I'm faced with a time critical, paperwork test that I have to attend to tonight where I'm going to incur some consequences. So it's like, oh, how funny that this should come up at this time. But as to big trends and things in the world, I just want to give a couple of examples of some big things that have implications for infringement upon people's rights. One is halfway around the world and doesn't directly impact our culture this much, but it does impact certain European countries and cultures. And this is over in Iraq, the Islamic State, headed by Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, and that has recently taken the city of Mosul, the leaders have published a fatwa declaring that all young women in recently conquered Mosul, and this is whether they're Christian or Muslim, all the young women must submit through Sharia law to female circumcision.
Oh my.
When I heard this, I was really skeptical because I don't know everything about this, but I thought that female circumcision largely only existed on the continent of Africa, that this wouldn't be something that would be expected of people in Syria or Afghanistan or places like that.
Negative. It is endemic throughout the Muslim world. It's been heard about, from African nations where there's more of this distinction between the Christian subculture and the Muslim subculture, and just because of the way the news gets out and that sort of thing. there are tens of millions of Muslim women. I think it's well over 100 million Muslim women affected by this worldwide.
Well, there is some question, Glenn, as to the veracity of the claim. There's a story over at AlJazeera.com that says that the Islamic State group has ordered females in its territory in Iraq to undergo female circumcision, according to the UN's resident and humanitarian coordinator in Iraq. But it's a claim rejected by activists that are linked to the group. Jacqueline Badcock said Thursday the decree was issued to residents between 11 and 46 years old living in and around the city of Mosul. The decree would potentially affect 4 million women and girls, she said. This is something very new for Iraq, particularly this area, and is of grave concern and does need to be addressed. This is not the will of the Iraqi people or of the women in Iraq, right. These vulnerable areas covered by the terrorists.
This is very much adamantly, and there are, for example, there are Muslim families in Europe, like in Britain, there was a famous case just that was on mainstream television, where the family shipped the girl to a Muslim country for this procedure, and then to, you know, would return home to Britain. So actually, European families actually send their girls for this into countries where it is legalized.
I can't imagine it's particularly popular. I mean, this is a horrific thing to do. This is genital mutilation. It's absolutely horrible to do that to people.
It's a forced clitorectomy with further mutilation of the external genitalia.
But here's the other side of the story, Glenn, just since you brought it up. The decree was posted on Twitter, but its authenticity was rejected by Islamic State-affiliated websites and Twitter accounts. When asked by Al Jazeera when the group would issue a statement, one Islamic State sympathizer said they have better things to do with their time than retracting bogus claims. However, local reports suggest it was not issued by the Islamic State group, and a statement had not been issued by its media division. So there's some question about that.
Even if I concede that that is completely true, it is nonetheless that this practice does go on, is highly prevalent worldwide, even if not in this case.
I wouldn't say it's highly prevalent.
And what, huh?
I wouldn't say it's highly prevalent worldwide, female circumcision. But do you, Glenn,
in Muslim nations? Absolutely. All the Muslim countries all over the world. Absolutely.
This is new information to me, Glenn. I'm sorry. I was of the opinion.
I want to see if we can get somebody from Muslims for Liberty on to talk about this and see if there's any truth to the claim this is in any way worldwide popular. Thank you, Glenn, for the call tonight.
Just Muslim world popular. Yeah. I mean, I thought it was African. I mean, you know.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Crashed, The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home. My thoughts exactly. Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits? Not possible. Great minds think alike. Until I tried No-No Pro. Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No? Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line. We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No? Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it. No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits? No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No. Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Claim was made a moment ago that there's been some sort of fatwa that has been issued in some Muslim area of the Middle East that is supposedly... And there's some question into the veracity of this, but supposedly ordering women to submit themselves for circumcision, the story from Al Jazeera says that there's some major questioning whether this is legitimate or not. Even people involved with the Islamic State, I believe, is the group that allegedly
ISIS
issued it.
Or ISIL.
Yeah. Even people involved with that via Twitter accounts and websites are saying, no, that's not true. That is not what happened at all. And then the caller, Glenn, went on to suggest that the practice of female circumcision, which is genital mutilation, and so is male circumcision, by the way, but the practice, he says, is fairly widespread in what he claims are Muslim countries. So I actually have a real-life Muslim on the line here. He is Will Cauley from Tennessee.
You got him.
Will, from Muslims for Liberty. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
How you doing?
Hey, you're an actual Muslim. So what do you think of those claims?
Well, I mean, I'm not surprised by them. It's something that you hear a lot coming from. You have, like, this cottage industry, billions of dollars a year. And websites, speakers, most of them welfare whores, you know, living off of DHS grants, that they spread this around via the internet and speaking engagements and stuff like this. They're polemics. They have no background in Islamic history or theology at all.
Wait a minute. You mean watching an episode of Bill O'Reilly doesn't count as getting background in history and Muslim stuff?
No, not really.
No, okay.
Not particularly. But basically, female genital mutilation, female circumcision, is a cultural practice that predates Islam. It is prevalent in certain areas of sub-Saharan Africa, where the practice is prevalent among all cultures. Indigenous tribal cultures, secularists, Muslims, everybody in this area. It's just a cultural practice that unfortunately was brought into Islam by certain sects of Muslims. Now, there is one specific...
Well, lots of religions will take on sort of, practices that are cultural when they convert people. I mean, Christmas is a really good example of this under Christianity. And, frankly, circumcision is only done here in the United States, but lots of Christians do it, and it's kind of silly. No Christian church has come out, really, no Christian church of note has come out against it.
They should.
But they should. I mean, it's ridiculous that Christians are out there, trimming willies. I mean, it makes no sense at all.
Yeah. Well, there's actually nothing that supports. There's one hadith tradition that has been ruled da'if, which is weak or fabricated by all of the mu'adith, the scholars of hadith of note, from Ibn Taymiyyah to Malik, Bukhari. It's not mentioned in any of the well-known books of tradition. So, and even that hadith doesn't talk about female genital mutilation as it's practiced. It actually talks about removing the hood, but not the clitoris. So it actually talks about creating a situation where the clitoris would be more exposed, not cutting it off. So even the tradition, which, as I stated, is seen as a fabrication, something that came along later that was attributed, not that the Prophet ﷺ even advocated it. He just mentioned, hey, there's this tribe and they do it. So they do it in this way. So even that tradition isn't an advocation in any way. It's just stating there's a tribe, they do this.
So there was another claim the caller made, and I imagine that on most places, most radio shows, when someone calls in to make claims like this, they're just accepted as, oh, those awful monsters, those Muslims, how dare they?
Well, it's really difficult to know what goes on. How in the world, I could have traveled to sub-Saharan Africa, wandered around, and still not known what they do to their, 12-year-old young women. This is a difficult thing to sort of confirm or deny.
Well, you can confirm that whether it's not a popular thing to do by talking to actual Muslims and getting their opinions.
And so we are.
Yeah, it's actually, if you were to go on to, your average Muslim Facebook group, hi, we're Muslims, or Muslim something, just a group of Muslims on Facebook and went in and were like, well, what's your opinion of female genital mutilation? You'd get run out of the room. People would just be like, it's barbaric, it's horrible, it's disgusting, it's not a part of our faith, it's a cultural practice. It's something that is rejected by 99.99% of Muslims. It's just this one specific area where it's something that's practiced by that culture. It's practiced by the Muslims.
Right, which is why when the caller earlier said that he's, but I don't know where he got this claim, but claiming that Muslims in Europe are sending their children to these other countries to have their genitals mutilated.
That's a story from, this week that in fact this happened, but they're Africans.
Yeah. Right.
Well, he made it sound like this is like the thing for European Muslims to do, which just sounded ridiculous on its face. Because I know Muslims, and you guys, in my experience, are caring people who are genuinely interested in your families and would never harm them, from my understanding.
Well, even my wife is from Africa, and she's intact. A little more information is necessary.
If you say that, people are going to immediately wonder. So, yes.
Yeah, my wife is from Kenya, and her sister, her mother, and none of them have ever had this practiced committed to them or anyone in their family. So, and they're from Kenya, not quite sub-Saharan Africa, but still, they're in Eastern Africa, and it's not something that's practiced at all where they live.
So you spoke of this cottage industry a few minutes ago, and that's trying to pump up these stories and propagate them through the mainstream. Maybe this would be conjecture on your part, but is it a timing thing, or does once in a while does one of them just catch, and the people who would be interested in a story like this grab it and run with it? Do you think?
Well, basically, and it's not really conjecture. There actually have been investigations into it. Different organizations have tracked the money. A lot of the money comes from people like Adelson.
Sure.
And people who are, who are really big in the pro-Israel crowd.
Yeah.
And they also are like major funders of the Let's Hate the Muslims crowd.
Oh, the timing. Right. So I'm there is a possible motive for the timing, because I'm wondering, like, is there something about right now? But of course there's something about right now going on in the Middle East that would encourage people like that to pump stories like this. But I was just wondering if, you know, this is an ongoing operation and once in a while one of them just catches, you know, and gets some traction in the mainstream.
We've got like three or four voices that are in the mainstream. Pam Geller, Robert Spencer, Bridget Gabriel, Bill Warner, Frank Gaffney, and Daniel Pipes. These are people that are on Fox News on a regular basis. They're on AM radio shows on a regular basis. They are mainstream. You know, I mean, it sucks to have to say that, but, you know, these are people that are completely polemics. Most of them, their life stories have been found out. You know, like, I was a terrorist. Well, actually, there's no record of any of the terrorist attacks that you committed in any of the countries you say you committed them in. You know, so there's that, but people still believe them. And they're getting huge grants of money from Homeland Security to go teach this stuff to the police department in your name.
Wow, yeah.
You know, to spread this around and create this kind of animosity. A friend of mine, there was a small altercation. I mean, literally a very small altercation between a husband and a wife. A mess was made. He was angry. She called the police. Police come out. She's like, he's upset. I just want, you know, someone here to arbitrate because we're not communicating with each other.
Oh, yeah, that's what the cops do.
Oh,
they arbitrate and facilitate communication.
Yeah. They see the headscarf, and immediately the officer says, he's beating you up, isn't he? She's like, no, he's not. And he's like, no. I know how you people are.
Oh, wow.
And this is because there are people that are getting paid your money. You know, the taxpayers' money is being given to these organizations who have no qualifications as terrorism experts, who have no qualifications as theology experts. And they're allowed to spread this stuff around. They go to churches. I mean, they used to be all over the national, like, quote-unquote, liberty event circuit.
Wow.
You'd see tabling, they'd be speaking, you'd see them at CPAC and LPAC. And
good info, Will, from Muslims for Liberty. That's Muslims, the number four, Liberty, is it .org, Will?
Mm-hmm.
Muslims for Liberty, great group.
Sir.
Thanks for coming on. And on short notice, too, I literally just, you know, reached out to him and said, hey, can you comment on this? I appreciate that. So I'll let you get back to your evening, and thanks.
No problem at all.
Yep, assalamu alaikum.
We're
coming up here. Hour 2 is on the way.
Leading hardwood mills have excess flooring to sell. There's only one place they go. Lumber Liquidators, America's number one specialty retailer of wood flooring. This week, get amazing deals like gorgeous 3/4-inch solid pre-finished Brazilian cherry hardwood for only $2.99 per square foot. Or quick click strand bamboo for 37% less than other stores. Plus, get first quality laminate flooring for 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find your local store. Special 12-month financing is available. Hurry, these deals end Tuesday.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, well, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.